you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
This isn't a protest. It's a recipe. Step one, collect papers from rich humans using greed. Step two, get 280 million humans to click a button using paid referral bonuses because your species won't save itself for free. Step three, apply papers to politicians until the treaty happens using the only language they understand. Every step has a budget, a timeline, and a contingency plan for the fact that you're you.
This isn't a protest. It's a recipe. Like making bread, except instead of bread, it's curing diseases, and instead of yeast, it's legal bribes. High-level strategy. The three-step recipe for not dying. Humans love steps. You put them on everything. Step one, breathe. Step two, keep breathing. Step three, try not to die. You're very methodical about staying alive. That makes it curious that you spend 604 times more on weapons than testing which medicines work. Here's your three-step algorithm for fixing this adorable contradiction. Step one, collect papers from rich people. You convince wealthy humans to give you a large pile of papers by promising them returns that make explosion manufacturers nervous. This works because rich people are excellent at counting papers, but terrible at not wanting more papers. The pitch is simple. Give us papers now, get more papers forever. Also, maybe don't die from preventable diseases. Even humans who think vaccines cause 5G can understand more papers good. Step two, tell humans the referendum exists. Use some papers to launch a global marketing campaign so 280 million people learn there's a referendum and vote on it. This achieves more than most political movements involving shouting. The referendum isn't a simple yes-no. Each voter gets a wishocratic slider to set their preferred allocation between military spending and clinical trials. It's a species-wide budget meeting. You'd think the outcome would be obvious, but humans once thought the sun went around Earth, so you have to ask. This creates what's called political pressure. That's when politicians realize that voters exist and some of them have opinions. Step three, apply papers to politicians until treaty happens. Deploy the remaining papers to convince politicians that supporting the treaty is the only way to remain employed. The treaty passes. $27.2 billion per year flows from murder to medicine. Forever. Or until the sun explodes. Whichever happens first. Probably the sun. The sacred, legal bribery sequence. Humans respond to papers. This is your most important discovery about Earth. You tried appealing to morality. Failed. You tried appealing to logic. Failed harder. But papers? Papers work every time. Here's the precise order for distributing papers to specific categories of humans. Legal bribe category number one, rich people, the paper collectors. who you're legally bribing is wealthy humans who have many papers and want even more papers, despite already having more papers than they could spend in several lifetimes. The legal bribe you offer, modeled on World War II war bonds, except instead of 4% returns for funding death, these pay 272% for funding not death, like war bonds, except backwards.
Why they accept? Because rich humans can read a spreadsheet, and no spreadsheet in history has ever said give up 272% annual returns because you feel weird about the source. Money-back guarantee? If the treaty fails, they get their papers back via assurance contracts. Funds are escrowed until milestones hit. Automatic refund if targets are missed. This is basically saying if everyone dies from preventable diseases, you'll be too dead to complain about losing money. What happens? Defense contractors lose 1% of their revenue, but discover a new $27.2 billion a year health spending market has appeared where there used to be nothing. The same companies that build missile guidance systems can build medical device supply chains. It turns out building things that go inside humans isn't that different from building things that go inside other humans' countries. The main difference is whether the end user survives. The specific offer to bomb makers. You show weapons manufacturers a spreadsheet. They love spreadsheets. Option A, current job. Operating margin, 8%. Product, things that make humans stop existing. Customer satisfaction, NA. Customers, deceased. Market outlook, shrinking by 1%. Option B, your offer. Operating margin, similar, except nobody dies. This is new for them. Product, things that make humans continue existing. Customer satisfaction, very high. Customers still alive to provide feedback. Market outlook, expanding. See phase 4+. They choose option B, not because they've had a moral awakening, but because their shareholders can read a market forecast. Weapons manufacturers don't have feelings, but they do have quarterly earnings calls. Legal bribe category number 2. The true believers, early adopters, who you're legally bribing, humans who believe in curing diseases and also want to get rich doing it. These exist. They're called effective altruists, except they also want a yacht. On Washonia, we call them normal, but on Earth, apparently, wanting to do good and get paid for it is a whole personality type. The legal bribe you offer: give $200 million to get the referendum started. The full thing costs $250 million, but you don't need all of it up front, because humans love joining things that are already working. In return, they get victory incentive alignment bonds, paying 272% annually. They're first in line for a $27.2 billion a year pie that didn't exist before they showed up. What they fund? The global referendum marketing campaign, getting 280 million people to learn the referendum exists and vote on it.
272% returns for as long as the treaty holds, and since their personal wealth now depends on the treaty surviving, they will use their considerable pre-existing influence over government, media, and other humans to make sure nobody repeals it. You didn't buy their influence, you bought their self-interest. Their influence comes free. Better, their returns grow with every treaty expansion. At 1%, bondholders split $2.72 billion per year. At 5%, five times that. They won't just protect the treaty, they'll lobby to expand it, because every percentage point increase is a direct raise. The same applies to politicians. The 10% political incentive allocation scales with treaty size, so legislators who vote to expand are voting to expand their own campaign war chests and post office rewards. Why this works? You give them money, they give you money back, plus more money. On Washonia, this is called a transaction. On Earth, it's called investing, and humans will do absolutely anything for it. Legal bribe category number 3. Regular people. Everyone else. Who you're legally bribing? 280 million regular humans, 3.5% of your species, which history proves is enough to change anything. It's like reaching critical mass, except instead of a nuclear explosion, it's democracy. Much less lethal. The legal bribe you offer? vote on the referendum via Wishocratic slider, get paid for telling your friends about it. It's a pyramid scheme where the thing at the top of the pyramid is not dying from preventable diseases. What happens after? Treaty passes. $27.2 billion per year flows to clinical trials. Diseases get cured faster. Your healthcare improves. Also, 280 million humans now have a personal stake in this thing continuing, and there is nothing more dangerous on Earth than a large group of humans who were promised something. Why this works? Humans love having opinions. Humans love getting paid. Humans allegedly love not dying. This combines all three. When 3.5% of the population has voted on something, politicians experience what you call responsive governance. Legal bribe category number four, politicians, the elected paper recipients. Who you're legally bribing? Humans whose job is get elected by promising things, then do whatever the paper with papers want. Politicians are simple organisms with one evolutionary drive, re-election. Currently, weapons manufacturers feed this drive. You're going to feed it better, the way you'd lure a dog away from garbage with a steak. The legal bribe you offer, super PAC support from the $650 million lobbying budget, 280 million voters demanding the treaty, plus cushy jobs after they leave office for politicians who vote yes, fellowships, board seats, speaking circuits. You know, the things politicians actually want. Insurance companies realize healthy people file fewer death claims. Suddenly, their lobbyists become your lobbyists. It's beautiful, like watching a dog realize the mailman has treats. The package. Papers for campaigns, massive super PAC funding, legal bribery, votes for staying employed, referendum voters who will vote for treaty supporters, post office rewards, fellowships, board seats, and speaking circuits for politicians who vote yes. Power to reward friends, direct a portion of the 1% treaty funds, $27.2 billion, to their home districts, funding pragmatic clinical trials and building decentralized institutes of health for decades of ribbon-cutting ceremonies. The choice you give them. Option A, support treaty, get papers plus votes plus legacy as politician who cured diseases. Option B, oppose treaty, discover 280 million voters wanted to not die, they're voting against you. Most politicians are excellent at counting votes. The math becomes simple, even for them. What happens? Politicians discover they've always been passionate about curing diseases. This sudden passion perfectly coincides with receiving papers and votes. On your planet, that's called representative democracy. The success spiral. Each category of bribe creates a next. Rich people fund the referendum. The referendum creates voters. Voters pressure politicians. Politicians pass the treaty. The treaty makes money. Money funds more cures. Cures prove it works. More people demand expansion. This is the first time in your history that I prefer being alive has been organized into a political position. This seems obvious, but for humanity, it's revolutionary. And unlike current government, where money and influence are tangled in ways nobody can trace, this system keeps them separate. Investors get money, 10%. Politicians get career incentives, 10%. Neither group touches the 80% that goes to clinical trials via Wishocratic allocation. The corruption is capped at 20%, transparent, and completely disentangled from the public goods funding. Your current system can't say any of those things. The timeline, from $0 to ending death. You want to end war and disease. You need $1 billion in papers. You currently have $0 in papers, probably. Here's the recipe.
Phase 1. Proof that voting works. Months 1 to 3. You build a simple version of Wishocracy, basically a referendum platform where humans vote on whether to redirect 1% of the military budget to curing diseases. If anyone uses it, you've proven humans will participate in democracy when you make it easy and give them points. You show this to angel investors. Angel investors are humans who give you papers based on a PowerPoint and a dream. On Wishonia, this is called mental illness, but on Earth, it's called Silicon Valley.
Phase 2. Scale the marketing, hire professional bribers, months 4 to 18. Humans will vote when you make it easy and reward participation. You've proven that. Now you raise more papers from venture capitalists, humans who gamble professionally while wearing suits. You use these papers to market the referendum to millions of voters. You also hire your first professional lobbyists. Their actual job is convince politicians that things are good. Phase 3. The big paper sale. This is the final boss level. You launch victory incentive alignment bonds to raise the full $1 billion you need. You overwhelm the opposition, run a global please don't die advertising campaign, and get the 1% treaty signed by actual governments who thought weapons were the only option. Feasibility check. The diplomatic phase alone is much cheaper than the full campaign. You raise $1 billion for high probability. See treaty feasibility and cost analysis. The legal architecture. How to be a charity, a lobbying group, and a hedge fund simultaneously. You need to fight on three fronts to win. Moral, political, and financial to win. The problem is your legal system says one organization can't do all three. Your legal system is adorably complicated, like a board game designed by lawyers having a nightmare. So you build a four-part machine. The charity, 501c3, this is the brains. It does research and education. Rich foundations give papers here and get to feel good about themselves, plus tax deductions, which are like discount coupons for virtue. The lobbying group, 501c4, this is the sword. It takes the research and uses it to wage unlimited political warfare. That sounds scary, but mostly involves lunch meetings and PowerPoints. The corporation, C Corp. This is the engine, a for-profit entity that issues the victory incentive alignment bonds and collects the papers. Yes, you need a for-profit corporation to end death. Your species is hilarious. The Swiss Foundation. This is the soul. The parent organization owns the corporation, ensuring profits can only fund the mission. You put it in Switzerland because they're good at keeping things neutral, and also chocolate. This structure lets you legally accept papers from everyone. Foundations, political donors, and Wall Street, and aim them all at diseases instead of each other. Phase 4 plus, the expansion phases, years 4 to 50. The 1% treaty is just the beginning. Like all addictions, not dying starts with a small dose and escalates. The real goal is eventually redirecting most military spending to health. Why expansion is built into the system? The treaty money splits 80-10-10. 80% to clinical trials, the point, 10% to investors, the bribe, and 10% to political incentives, the bribe for the other kind of human. That last slice is the interesting part, because it grows every time the treaty expands. In phase 3, spanning years 1 to 3, at 1%, the political incentive pool is $2.72 billion per year. The treaty passes, and humans cautiously try not dying. In phase 4, spanning years 4 to 7, at 2%, the political incentive pool is $5.44 billion per year. Politicians compete to expand. They've discovered voters like living. In phase 5, spanning years 8 to 12, at 5%, the political incentive pool is $13.6 billion per year. The health lobby rivals the defense lobby, and lobbyists switch suits. In phase 6, spanning years 13 to 20, at 10%, the political incentive pool is $27.2 billion per year. Funded pragmatic clinical trials becomes the most rewarded phrase in politics. In phase 7, spanning years 21 to 35, at 25%, the political incentive pool is $68 billion per year. Superpowers compete on health outcomes, much less radioactive. In phase 8, spanning years 36 to 50, at 50% or more, the political incentive pool is $136 billion or more per year. Historians write confused books about why this took so long. Here's why it keeps growing.
Bond investors get 10% of all treaty funds. At 1%, that's 272% returns. At 2%, it doubles. At 10%, they're collecting 10 times their original payout. So they will call their senator and say, please expand the treaty, because they care about money, not because they care about diseases. You don't have to ask them to do this. They will do it automatically, the way a plant grows towards sunlight, except the sunlight is money and the plant is a billionaire. You've built a defense lobby in reverse. Politicians see their incentive alignment bonds, or IAB, funded rewards, grow with each expansion. By stage four, the political incentive pool, $27.2 billion per year, exceeds all current global lobbying combined. At that point, I support pragmatic clinical trial funding becomes the most profitable sentence a politician can say, which means they will say it constantly, which means they will eventually believe it. This is how your species forms convictions. The end game. By 2075, the math becomes irresistible. $1.36 trillion or more flows to health annually. $136 billion or more funds political incentives, more than all lobbying ever. $1.088 trillion or more funds pragmatic clinical trials.
The 1% treaty isn't the goal. It's the first 1%. Every investor and every politician makes more money if the number goes up, so they will push the number up. How far it goes depends on whether curing diseases turns out to be more popular than building bombs. Given that diseases kill approximately everyone and bombs kill approximately fewer people than diseases, the odds seem favorable. But you're humans, so nothing is certain. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please press the share button on your glowing rectangle in case one of your friends have a free afternoon to end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and make your wishocratic allocation, telling us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.